Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into The Heart of the Buddha's Teaching by Thich Nhat Hanh. Published in 1998, this enlightening book offers a profound exploration of core Buddhist teachings, such as the Four Noble Truths and the Noble Eightfold Path. It not only lays out these fundamental principles, but also illustrates how they can be applied to everyday life, providing practical guidance on transforming suffering into joy and offering healing to others' pain. Thich Nhat Hanh, a revered Vietnamese Zen master, peace activist, and Buddhist monk, brings his extensive spiritual knowledge and compassionate insights to this work. Having been a pivotal figure during the Vietnam War as chairman of the Vietnamese Buddhist peace delegations, his experiences enrich his writings and teachings. Author of several other influential books, including Peace is Every Step and The Art of Mindful Living, Hanh's voice is one of authority and wisdom in the realm of mindfulness and spiritual practice. The Heart of the Buddha's Teaching reaches out to a wide audience. Whether you are enduring personal suffering, interested in adopting Buddhist practices, or simply seeking to lead a more joyful and fulfilling life, this book has valuable lessons to offer. Join us as we explore how Thich Nhat Hanh's teachings can help us understand and alleviate the hardships of life, paving the path towards peace and happiness. The Heart of the Buddha's Teaching, Transforming Suffering into Peace, Joy, and Liberation. Introduction. Discover the path to joy by transforming suffering. Life, as we know it, is inevitably tinged with suffering. The natural reaction for most of us is to turn away, to avoid the discomfort at all costs. But what if there's another way, a method not of evading pain, but transforming it into a profound sense of joy and peace? According to The Heart of the Buddha's Teaching, such a transformative way of life is not only possible, but also accessible to us all right now. By embracing the age-old wisdom of the Buddha, particularly his Four Noble Truths, we can learn to live deeply, cultivate harmonious relationships, and enjoy a peaceful existence. The teachings of the Buddha are a treasure trove of insights that promise to relieve us from suffering and usher in genuine happiness. One of the key lessons we can absorb is that of being our own healer. Understanding and treating our emotional and spiritual grievances with the same care and attention a doctor would offer. Moreover, the book draws an interesting metaphor involving clouds and perceptions. Just like clouds that temporarily block the sun but do not destroy it, our negative perceptions can obscure reality but not permanently alter it. Recognizing that perceptions are fleeting helps us grasp the impermanent nature of our problems and dissatisfaction. Lastly, expressing love is touched upon as an essential aspect of living a joyful life. True love in the Buddha's teaching is about understanding and being present rather than merely an emotional high that comes and goes. Taken together, these teachings pave the way for a life filled with more mindfulness, understanding, and fulfillment. Are you ready to step into a new paradigm of living where every moment is an opportunity for peace and joy? Let the wisdom of the Buddha guide you through this transformative journey. Part 1. Embark on a journey from suffering to joy with the Buddha's wisdom. At the age of 29, Siddhartha Gautama embarked on a profound quest that would radically alter the course of his life and countless others. Leaving the comforts of his home, he sought the antidote to human suffering. After 6 rigorous years of deep meditation, he found enlightenment while meditating under a Bodhi tree, promising not to rise until he had unraveled life's deepest mysteries. As dawn broke, enlightenment washed over him, transforming him into the Buddha, encapsulating the essence of love and understanding. This spiritual awakening was profound, but needed to be distilled into teachings that others could follow. Thus, the Four Noble Truths and the Noble Eightfold Path were conceptualized. By engaging with these teachings, anyone can realize a life marked by peace and serenity, even amid adversity. The core of this transformative path is the Four Noble Truths, which serve as a spiritual cycle guiding one toward inner peace. The journey starts with the first noble truth, dukkha, which acknowledges the inherent suffering in living. Just as the Buddha, in his human form, faced suffering, so do all beings. This shared experience bonds us with the Buddha, who receives our tribulations with boundless compassion. Next, the second noble truth, samudaya, dives into the origins of our suffering. By connecting with our pain in a compassionate manner, we are invited to uncover and understand the root causes of our afflictions. Upon recognizing these roots, we move to the third noble truth, nirodha, which involves ceasing the actions that perpetuate our pain, thereby facilitating our healing. This transformative understanding naturally leads to the fourth noble truth, marga, or the path, embodied by the Noble Eightfold Path. By diligently following these eight practices, one can sidestep the pitfalls that lead to suffering and instead embrace a life of profound depth and tranquility. These truths are engaged through three phases: recognition, encouragement, and realization, crafting a roadmap for turning theoretical wisdom into practical living. As you delve deeper into the Buddha's teachings through these segments, remember that these are not merely philosophical musings, but active practices designed to dismantle the barriers to joy in your life. Engage with them not as doctrines, but as tools for daily living, and watch as your life transforms, revealing a serene path lined with the flowers of joy and peace. Part 2. Healing begins with acknowledging and embracing your pain. In the teachings of the Buddha, attempting to ignore our suffering is likened to carrying a burden too heavy to bear. Suffering manifests in various ways, perhaps through consuming unhealthy food or engaging in work that compromises our values. Often our instinct is to flee from this discomfort, but escape is not truly feasible, as our pain is inherently part of us. To initiate the healing process, we must first accept and embrace our suffering. Rather than viewing it as a foe to evade, we can see it as a sacred truth, a gateway to personal growth and liberation. Envision cradling your suffering with the same tenderness a mother shows her distressed child. It's only through this acceptance and understanding that you can begin to truly comprehend the nature of your pain. Here's the pivotal message. To heal, one must first acknowledge and embrace their suffering. Consider this scenario. You're experiencing pain but can't pinpoint the cause. Naturally, you'd seek a doctor's help. The doctor's examination aims to diagnose your ailment through various tests, just as the Buddha's first noble truth invites multiple contemplative turnings. The initial turning in understanding this noble truth is much like a medical checkup. You must first acknowledge your suffering to delve deeper into its origins. This suffering might be physical, emotional, or mental, and could manifest as intense emotions like rage or despair. Approaching your suffering with compassion, you can gently assure it, saying, "I see you, and I will care for you." With the acknowledgement firmly in place, the second turning, encouragement, begins. This phase allows you to deeply investigate your pain, akin to the detailed tests a doctor might run. Instead of medical examinations, however, this exploration is meditative, helping you to intimately understand your suffering. The third and final turning, realization, is when you conclude this deep exploration and come to understand your suffering as clearly as a doctor understands a diagnosis after all tests are completed. The culmination of these three turnings is a profound connection with your pain, identified and articulated. It might not eliminate the suffering instantaneously, but it paves the way for true healing to commence, preparing you for the subsequent phases of your journey towards liberation from pain. Part 3. Identifying the sources that exacerbate your suffering is crucial to healing. The Buddha once shared a poignant narrative about a young couple who, along with their 2-year-old son, were traversing a harsh desert. Tragically, they ran out of provisions prematurely. Faced with a dire choice for survival, they made the heart-wrenching decision to sacrifice their son to sustain themselves. Yet, with each morsel, their agony deepened, and their tears flowed anew. While this tale is a dramatic illustration, it metaphorically mirrors how we often perpetuate our own suffering by feeding it with various toxins, substances or behaviors that harm rather than heal us. The essential takeaway here is clear. The second step to healing involves pinpointing and addressing what fuels your suffering. Understanding what you consume marks the initial turning of the second noble truth concerning the origins of suffering. What we take into our bodies and minds can nourish us or lead to further pain. Consider your diet in the broadest sense. The food and drink that sustain your physical body, and equally, the media you consume, movies, music, books, and conversations. If you find yourself feeling drained or disturbed after these experiences, it's likely they contain elements that are toxic to your well-being. Choosing what to engage with more mindfully can shield you from such negativity. But the nutrients that affect us are not limited to tangible items. Our intentions and objectives nourish our spirits. Reflect on the motivations behind your actions. Are they driven by personal gain, or do they aim to enhance the welfare of others? Moreover, our consciousness is continually shaped by our personal history, our family's background, and societal influences. This too needs nourishment, the kind that fosters love and compassion rather than bitterness and ignorance. Identifying these detrimental inputs allows you to enter the phase of encouragement, where you resolve to amend your consuming habits. Recognizing that distancing yourself from these toxins will enhance your happiness is a transformative realization. The final phase, realization, is about actualizing these intentions. Practice mindfulness and vigilance about what you allow into your life, consciously avoiding those elements that feed your suffering. By nurturing your body and mind with care, you step toward a life characterized by reduced suffering and increased joy. Part 4. Embrace the joy of well-being as a step toward healing. Reflect on your childhood. Those carefree days likely included a robustness and vitality that you perhaps never thought about. Until, that is, an illness or injury made you suddenly aware of your health. It's often not until we lose our well-being that we recognize its true value. This is where the third noble truth comes into play, offering us a pathway to appreciate and access our well-being by recognizing the blessings we currently have. Here's the central message. The third step to healing involves embracing and appreciating the joy that comes with well-being. Initially, before engaging with the third noble truth, you might resemble a child who blissfully overlooks her health. But the transformation begins when you acknowledge that true peace emerges in the absence of suffering. Even amidst discomfort, you can stimulate this realization by recalling past joys or observing happiness in others, which reaffirms that well-being is attainable. The next phase, encouragement, requires active pursuit of joy. Imagining joy is one thing, but experiencing it demands that you foster conditions conducive to its growth. Life itself offers the grandest miracle, and joy can be discovered in the simplest of activities, even something as mundane as washing dishes. Recognizing that your suffering doesn't merit the energy you're giving, it connects you more profoundly with a state of joy. Joy, much like suffering, is transient, which means you need to consistently nurture and renew it. Employ mindfulness to unveil the myriad wonders surrounding you, each a potential source of lasting happiness. When you learn to cultivate joy effectively, you realize it's not as elusive or fragile as you might have thought. Grounded in the marvel of existence, this joy becomes resilient and genuine. This acknowledgement sets the stage for the final turning of this truth and segues into the fourth noble truth, the pathway out of suffering. As this phase unfolds, you recognize that while the path is clear, you may not yet know how to tread it. It requires you to learn, reflect, and act based on that insight, guiding you steadily away from pain. By choosing to eschew paths that lead back to suffering and embracing those that reinforce well-being, you open yourself to a journey rich with healing and peace. The wisdom of how to navigate this pathway further will unfold as we explore the subsequent truths. Part 5. Challenge your perceptions to uncover the path to true happiness. In 1966, during a peace rally in Philadelphia, Thich Nhat Hanh was asked by a reporter if he was from North or South Vietnam, a reference to the political divisions of the time. Nhat Hanh's response was that he was from the center, aiming to encourage the reporter to see beyond polarizing labels and to connect with the essence of the present moment. This anecdote underscores the beginning of the Noble Eightfold Path, the practice of right view. This practice involves recognizing that change is possible through understanding our suffering and extends further to a continual examination of our perceptions, which deeply influence our grasp of what is true. Here's the essential insight. To navigate the path toward happiness, it's crucial to challenge your perceptions. Imagine 10 people looking at the same cloud. Each one might see something different, a coat, a dog, a hammer, based on their unique experiences and mindset. Similar to these observers, our perceptions are shaped by our personal histories and emotions. For instance, if you've experienced a strained relationship with a figure like your father, you might find yourself reacting negatively to someone who merely reminds you of him. This misperception can then lead to unnecessary suffering for both yourself and others. Achieving right view requires you to scrutinize the roots of your perceptions. When you detach from these skewed views, you gain clarity and a deeper understanding, aligning your perspective with the ultimate reality. Following right view, the next step on the Noble Eightfold Path is right thinking, which naturally evolves when your perception aligns with reality. Right thinking is about ensuring your thoughts are clear, useful, and beneficial, essentially refining the internal dialogue within your mind. To practice right thinking effectively, it is imperative to see things as they truly are, a task that is often challenging. Our thoughts frequently wander to past regrets or future anxieties, rarely grounded in a profound understanding of the present, thus diminishing their usefulness. Challenging your thoughts involves questioning their accuracy and keeping yourself anchored in the current moment. Regularly asking yourself, "What am I doing right now?" can help draw your focus back to the present, allowing you to engage fully in the ongoing activity without the distraction of irrelevant thoughts. This practice not only clarifies your mind, but also enhances your journey along the path of happiness. Part 6. Healing through mindfulness, the power of attentive presence. Picture yourself as a smoker, fully aware of the harm this habit causes not only to yourself, but also extending to your family and the broader community. Mindfulness transforms this awareness into a deeper understanding, potentially inspiring you to quit. This is a vivid example of how mindfulness can facilitate significant life changes. At the heart of the Buddha's teachings lies right mindfulness, which is integral to the entire Noble Eightfold Path. To practice right mindfulness, you actively seek daily opportunities to focus on the present moment, thereby fostering full presence and the resultant healing joy. Here's the crucial insight. To initiate healing, you must fully engage your attention. Right mindfulness entails navigating through various emotions, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. By welcoming and observing these emotions with mindfulness, they become less intimidating and more manageable, ultimately leading to a state of calm. Additionally, right mindfulness extends its benefits to others around you. Showing genuine attention to others, such as making eye contact, is one of the most heartfelt demonstrations of love. Such attentiveness allows you to perceive when others are in distress, enabling you to acknowledge and alleviate their pain. This practice of mindfulness not only cultivates internal peace, but also radiates outward, enhancing the way you interact with the world. It encourages you to listen and communicate in ways that soothe and reduce suffering. Right. Mindfulness naturally progresses to right speech, the subsequent practice on the Noble Eightfold Path. By being mindful of your words, you can assess their impact, determining whether they will heal or hurt. Right speech is deeply linked with the practice of mindful listening. This involves listening to understand, not to respond, and refraining from turning the interaction into a self-centered monologue. Engaging in right speech means you listen compassionately and non-judgmentally, focusing solely on the speaker, without crafting responses or judgments in your mind. This attentive listening can profoundly ease someone's suffering and deepen mutual understanding. Effective communication is crucial for maintaining strong connections. When communication falters, relationships suffer. However, dedicating just 10 minutes to mindful listening and thoughtful speaking can mend and even strengthen relational bonds. This is the transformative power of right mindfulness and right speech, working in harmony. Part 7. Embrace nonviolence to cultivate peace in daily life. Consider the story of a woman who, having enjoyed 2 glasses of wine weekly for 20 years, questioned Thich Nhat Hanh on the necessity of quitting. She felt she hadn't caused any harm. Nhat Hanh responded thoughtfully, highlighting that while she might not be prone to alcoholism, the same couldn't be assured for her children. By abstaining, she could potentially prevent passing on harmful habits to her children and contribute positively to society. This narrative beautifully introduces right action, a pivotal aspect of the Noble Eightfold Path, which emphasizes an all-encompassing respect for life, be it human, animal, plant, or even mineral. This profound respect instills a commitment to nonviolence, ensuring that no harm is done either directly or indirectly through one's actions. Here's the vital takeaway: to live peacefully, commit to doing no harm. Right action extends beyond personal benefit, urging an attitude of kindness and compassion towards all beings. It involves actively avoiding actions that contribute to exploitation, injustice, or profit at the expense of others' well-being. It prompts a lifestyle that not only avoids harming but actively contributes to the collective good. A crucial component of right action is sexual responsibility. This aspect teaches that loneliness cannot be genuinely or sustainably addressed through insensitive or inconsiderate sexual relations. Sex, when divested of kindness, understanding, or effective communication, can be damaging. Thus, mindfulness about sexual interactions is vital. Flowing from right action is the principle of right livelihood. This principle advocates for work that aligns with values of love and compassion, positing that one's profession should not contribute to suffering, but rather uphold and nurture life. If a job does not outright benefit the planet and its inhabitants, it should at least refrain from causing harm. Mindfulness also plays a crucial role in how one conducts oneself professionally. It's about creating a peaceful and joyous workspace, being conscient and kind in every interaction, from how one answers a phone call to how one participates in meetings. This principle underscores a larger truth about interconnectedness. Our lifestyle choices, like our dietary preferences, can indirectly support harmful industries. If society collectively shifts toward nonviolent professions and practices, it can support everyone in living a right livelihood. Thus, by embracing nonviolence and mindfulness in our actions and professional choices, we pave the way not only for personal peace, but also for a more harmonious world. Part 8. Finding joy in the simplicity of effortless action. Reflect on the tale of a monk from the Tang Dynasty in China, who diligently meditated day and night, adamant that his relentless practice would lead to enlightenment. Despite his efforts, enlightenment eluded him. This story illustrates a crucial point about right diligence, one of the steps on the Noble Eightfold Path. It's not just about the intensity of effort, but about the quality and direction of that effort. The core message here is: true joy emerges from ease. Right diligence involves fostering the wholesome qualities within ourselves, such as love, happiness, loyalty, and reconciliation, while gently setting aside the unwholesome ones. When nurtured daily, these positive attributes naturally enhance your life with joy, which encourages their further growth. The essence of right diligence is not about forcing yourself through rigorous practices, but rather about finding joy and interest in what you do. This joyful engagement brings a sense of ease to your actions. As you persist in mindful practice, this feeling of ease becomes more pronounced and accessible. Supporting. Right diligence is right concentration, the final constituent of the Noble Eightfold Path. This practice involves deep focusing of the mind on a singular point, cultivating a profound connection with the present moment. Such stability and stillness in concentration allow insights to surface spontaneously. Through right concentration, you might, for instance, reflect deeply on a simple piece of fruit and come to recognize not just the fruit itself, but also its entire backstory, the flower from which it emerged, the soil that nourished it, and the water that helped it grow. This deep concentration reveals the interconnected nature of all existence. It teaches you that you are not an isolated being, but a composite of your family, ancestors, and all interconnected elements of life. This realization fosters a profound respect and appreciation for life in all its diverse forms, encouraging a peaceful coexistence with the world around you. Therefore, by embracing the simplicity and ease of right diligence and right concentration, you not only find personal joy, but also contribute to a more harmonious world. Final summary. Suffering is an inherent aspect of human existence. Everyone will face it, and at times inadvertently extend it to others. But it's crucial to recognize that this presence of suffering doesn't preclude the possibility of experiencing profound happiness daily. To cultivate a life that is largely free from suffering, a deliberate approach is necessary. The first step is to confront and fully embrace your suffering. Mindfulness plays a pivotal role in this process, helping you to deeply understand your pain and its origins. As you delve into your suffering with mindfulness, you'll uncover both the sources of your pain and the things your pain perpetuates. This awareness is vital because it sets the stage for transformative change. By gracefully identifying these elements, you gain the power to alter your actions, perceptions, and thought processes intentionally. Changing these core aspects leads to a significant reduction in personal suffering and, importantly, mitigates the suffering inflicted on others. Thus, this journey is not just about personal liberation from pain, but also about fostering a more harmonious and compassionate environment for all. Embracing and exploring your pain with mindfulness is the cornerstone of this transformative path, guiding you toward a life enriched with joy and peace. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.